Four more astronauts will soon be on their way to the International Space Station. Their launch is scheduled for tomorrow. When they arrive, they join seven people already on board, making them the largest population of the space station since the end of the space shuttle program a decade ago. There's not even enough places for everybody to sleep. WMFE's Brendan Byrne reports from Orlando.
The space station might be bigger than a football field, but it's equipped with just seven permanent sleeping pods, each about the size of a phone booth. So NASA has to get creative for those rare times when there are more people than beds. When the new crew arrives, two astronauts will have to sleep in the docked SpaceX capsules, and that leaves two others without a bed. But that's not a problem, says NASA spokesman Dan Hewitt.
Yeah, not necessarily a pull-out couch, but the nice thing about sleeping in space is just about anywhere can be your bedroom.
The packed house is only temporary. Four astronauts who arrived last November are scheduled to return to Earth next week. During this brief transition period, those two bedless crew members can pick wherever they want to call home.
They'll talk with the flight controllers and pick out spots on the station for the different astronauts to set up kind of their own temporary stakeout location where they'll usually get a corner in a module somewhere.
Figuring out sleeping arrangements isn't a new problem for station astronauts. During shuttle days, there were sometimes more astronauts than bedrooms. Since astronauts float on the station, pretty much any surface, floor, ceiling, or wall can be a great place to roll out your sleeping bag.
Oh my gosh, sleeping in space was absolutely the best sleep I've ever had in my entire life.
Retired NASA astronaut Nicole Stott spent 103 days in space, both on the shuttle and the ISS.
I just always thought that was so cool. If I can like tie my sleeping bag off to the ceiling of a space shuttle and sleep on the ceiling somewhere, why would you not do that, right?
The station hosted up to 13 visiting space travelers, setting the record back in 2009. In recent years, it has only been home to around a half dozen astronauts at a time. NASA's Dan Hewitt says with a packed crew, mission planners have to pay close attention to things like exercise schedules. Each astronaut is required a certain amount of exercise each day to prevent muscle and bone loss on orbit, which requires careful planning. One thing NASA isn't worried about? Bathrooms. A recent cargo launch sent a new toilet to the station, bringing the number of space commodes to three. Hewitt says still, with 11 people, there might be a wait.
At least you can wait with a view and you can do it while flying around in space.
Having to figure out problems like sleeping arrangements and bathroom capacity for a larger crew is a sign that NASA is entering a new chapter for the International Space Station, says Amy Foster, a professor and space historian at the University of Central Florida.
This really is kind of where the evolutionary vision of ISS has always been. And we're finally reaching it because we have the new technological capabilities and we've got the commercial crews that can make some of that possible in a way that shuttle and Soyuz just simply couldn't support.
And there's no signs of slowing down. NASA and SpaceX are set to launch four more astronauts as early as October, giving even more astronauts a chance to sleep on the station. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.